Morning, everyone. At universities, we are used to give lectures, sharing knowledge among students and other lecturers. Theories are being learned and experienced. We use books, computers, and programs as tools. But how do we get new knowledge? Reading papers from scientists or articles from all over the world? At the University of Copenhagen, we also set a great honor in working together with the real world, where the knowledge are used and new knowledge created. We cannot live in an ivory tower, so lecturers and students get visits from companies and agencies. Sometimes we are lucky to be a part of a group which have the same interests, and in this case, QGIS. 5 years ago, we started to use QGIS in our curriculum. My professor was a bit worried. If you say the program is okay, then I'll trust you. But what are the companies that are going to hire our students? Will they acknowledge the skills if it's not actually being used? We have proved the opposite. The student now gets job by having experience in QGIS. Being a part of QGIS is an amazing thing. Suddenly you have the possibility to expand your network with the entire world. Mailing lists, blogs, seminars, and hackfests. You suddenly have the possibility to be heard if you have an idea that are short distance from the developers to the users. It's amazing. Last year, we wanted to give something back to QGIS, apart from the bug reports. University of Copenhagen invited to the first international QGIS conference and Hackfest. People from 26 countries came to our small campus in Nødebo. Nødebo. A lot of people have difficulties pronouncing this word. A new tradition started, QGIS conference internationally. In November last year, University of Las Palmas hosted the Hackfest, and this week we're here at the University of Girona. A great thank you to the organizers for planning and performing this conference. I hope you have a good day and enjoy all the next speeches. I would like to give something to Louis. Louis, can you come here? A small present to you. You have been working night and days, hours, a lot of hours, and I'm sure you get your pay, you're getting paid every month, but small chocolate.
So, on behalf of QGIS Steering Committee, I also welcome you. And can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. So, and I must share the enthusiasm of this because we started from humble origin, from a man in Alaska sitting down and writing his codes among grizzly bear, probably. And you are now here. And so the main thing is to thank everybody because it's really a community effort. It's literally the effort of hundreds of people that brought us here. Many of you, many of us have sown seeds in these years. So it's really wonderful that we're here. And I must be say that we should always be proud of this achievement. And well, the second thing is that I invite you for the Hackfest, which is just about just around the corner. It's coming the next days, and I think many of you will have fun and will learn a lot of things, and you can contribute, even those of you who didn't already. So please come, join us, and well, help us improve QGIS and help make the world a bit better and more free. Okay, thank you.